Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
The Knicks and the Heat, two old rivals, going head-to-head in a game with playoff implications. The Heat trying to stay alive for a top-six playoff berth. They win this game, they even the season series, and then if they win the division, which they look like they will, they get a tiebreaker that could put them above the Knicks or the Nets to get a top-six. Desperate team. Meanwhile, the Knicks, they have right now a magic number of 4 to clinch a top-six berth. If they win this game, they win the season series over the Heat. And their magic number goes down to 1. They effectively clinched themselves a top-six, which was not expected to start the season. Big game tonight for sure. So, Bart, we got that in the backdrop. We've got calls to get to as well. It is hour number 3. It is Bart and Han. What does that mean?
It's the power hour remix.
It is indeed. I just gave myself a migraine.
You're going to be all right? Now, you're going to be in the building tonight, my man. Are you ready to bring that kind of energy to the game?
Oh, yeah. I am a habitual liar.
Like, are you in act-up mode? Like, are you going to be that guy?
If Spike lets me just sit in his seat for a second, I can agitate a Buddhist. Put me down there. I have Jimmy Buckets trying to square up by halftime.
I like that. Well, all right. So here's the very latest injury update for the game tonight, because Jimmy Butler didn't play last night in Toronto. So on the Heat side of things, Jimmy Butler is listed right now as of 1:30. He is listed as probable, so you can expect he's going to play. So they rested him last night. Rested him for this game. Kyle Lowry is out. He played last night. He is not playing in back-to-backs. He's out tonight. Now, that matters because Kyle Lowry's a pain in the ass. And he'll pull off, like he did last week, fake trip around the screen stuff. Like, he gets all that crap. And then every now and then, he'll just hit like an open three. He is not the same player he used to be. Kyle Lowry is a really good player in the NBA. He won a championship. These days, though, not necessarily as effective, but he's just a vet. He's a pro. He understands. He knows all the tricks of the trade and everything, and he's not going to play. But more importantly, keep an eye on this one. When Kyle Lowry doesn't play, the starting point guard's Gabe Vincent. Gabe Vincent actually hurt the Knicks last week. Gabe Vincent is listed as questionable with a back issue. So keep an eye on that.
So sorry.
Well, that'll thin out their guard play. Because then you have Victor Oladipo playing a lot more, and you know, Oladipo is not what he used to be. On the Knicks side of things, the only name that is matters right now on their injured list is Jalen Brunson. And he remains on the list as questionable. It is the right-hand sprain. It is what has kept him out of the Orlando game. It kept him out of Monday's game against the Rockets. And he remains questionable, although, again, he has practiced. There was some thought that he will play tonight. But his status so far has not changed. Remains questionable. And that right there is the biggest concern. It's an important game tonight, as I laid out for everybody. It's a big game tonight. And I'm expecting the Garden to have that buzz, to have that energy that you're used to having. And will that energy fuel the Knicks to the biggest game so far this season, which would be the biggest win of the season to date, which would put them right on the cusp of clinching a playoff berth, with still, after tonight, 5 games to go. It's a big game, Bart. I'm fired up for it.
Ecstatic.
You are too, I could tell.
It's popping out of my blood, man.
I don't know if it is. I kind of need you a little bit more into this, man.
No, listen, snap into a Slim Jim, man. Listen, this is pregame.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always chill before pregame, son.
Yeah. Like, you're more of that guy, right? Before a big game, you tend to, like, just relax your nerves a little bit.
Yeah, woosah.
I need you to talk to Zach.
It's like it's like a ticking time bomb. Like, you don't want to burn out before you get there.
Zach's got they have the big series, the championship series this weekend. And all week, he's just been, like, on edge.
Yeah,
see, trying to get him to chill. Like, no. He want to be in these games.
See, he's young enough where, like, he got high testosterone levels. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He up there, like, 745. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's all fired up.
I'm at, like, 220. So I gotta save all my 220 for the same event. I gotta save my 220 for the same event. I can't use it early. I can't use 10, you know, in just a week leading up. Gotta save all my. Gotta store mine from last week to this week.
I want to know what the level is. Like, once the show's over, I'll head down to the Garden and I'll be around that. I just want to feel it because it's Knicks heat, man. And we haven't had a good Knicks heat. Ugh. Like, this year's games, they've been good. You remember, Hero missed a buzzer beater at the Garden early in the season that would have won it.
The turnover, setback, sidestep.
And then you have Julius Randle's game winner down in Miami after that, which was just, I mean, an unbelievable shot.
Fumble.
Whatever it was, it worked, right?
Hail Mary full of grace.
And then last week was Jimmy Butler just willing that team to a win, and it was a physical, nasty game. Ton of free throws in it. Knicks were angry after that game.
All we need is Van Gundy to grab.
What will this game bring?
Out of Bayou Lake.
Who knows?
Well, I want to know. Out of Bayou Lake.
I want to know. Like, where are fans right now as we're gearing up for this game? Because the old heads like me, remember, like, these games you knew, oh, it's going to be a brawl. Oh, it's going to be a brawl. Oh, the building's going to be on fire. People are going to be just charged up in the building tonight. Let's go to Tom in Virginia to start us off. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, I was wondering, first of all, do you think that the Knicks can make it past the Celtics if they do get into the playoffs for one? And two, do you think that the Knicks and Miami would ever be the rivalry it once was?
I don't know, because you're missing key pieces. You know, I mean, but Jimmy Butler is obviously a guy that, you know, he can get under your skin as a fan base. But do the Knicks and the Heat have guys that don't like each other? Because that's really, Tom, where it started. It started, of course, with Pat Riley leaving and then the whole Pat the Rat thing. But because there was, you know, Zoe and LJ didn't like each other from their days together in Charlotte, and there was a lot of animosity between the two teams that was just built up over time, and they played each other a lot, that also added to it. These two franchises, these two groups, they haven't had meaningful games against each other ever. Like, this is the first true meaningful game that we have seen between these two teams in a long time. So let's see if it spills over. Because I'm telling you, last week it got nasty. It did. It got nasty last week. So we'll see what happens. Now, I'm just checking on the injury stuff on the Heat side of thing. So we already knew that Lowry wasn't going to play. But wait a minute. Now the Heat are saying that he might play, because they first listed him out at 130. But Ira Winderman, who covers the Heat for the Sun Sentinel down there, he said that the Heat have now upgraded him from out to questionable. The belief was he's not going to play. But the reason why is, as I mentioned, Gabe Vincent, who had been starting at point guard, is having back spasms and didn't play well in Toronto, and they might have to shut him down. So they might have to make Lowry play in a back-to-back. And Bart, as you know, Lowry's not exactly the picture of health and conditioning. So that's going to be something to watch as well. And then from the Knicks' perspective, is what kind of point guard play are you going to get? Well, you know, Quickly has played very well. But can we also get Jalen Brunson back in the lineup? Boy, that would make a huge difference. That's an interesting thing going on tonight. That's another thing to watch. Who's available? And what, Jimmy Butler, are you going to get with the rest day? He didn't play last night because he wanted this game. Anthony's in Copeg. Anthony.
I just want to say, first of all, you guys are my favorite show. Alan, I live in Copeg, so that commute to the Jet game is horrible.
Awful.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Right? But now my friend who wants to talk to you guys.
Oh, this is my buddy.
Nostradamus.
Oh, welcome.
Oh,
when did you get out?
I learned from Bart and Nostradamus. Oh, quickly. I see quickly scoring 35.
Oh.
I see Jimmy Buckets going off. But I see, oh, I see a Knicks win. I see a Knicks win. A big win. Oh, I love you guys.
First of all.
Picking a Knicks win. It's now
Nostradamus. When you get out, Nostradamus. I thought they sentenced you into the light. Welcome back to the dark side. Oh, he's out.
Mm.
He snitched on Forbes, though.
What?
Anthony 6'9". Oh.
Crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. I don't feel like I'm getting enough out of you for this, though.
No, I'm sure I'm jacked up on Mountain Dew, man.
Are you?
Yo, I got my Celsius, got my Red Bulls.
Mm-hmm. Red Balls to get your wings.
It's Red Bull.
No, but Dave Chappelle called him Red Balls to get your wings.
Aware of what he called it, but still.
That's the off-brand.
But you like basketball. Like this is a game that's perfect because you just have you're gonna have two teams that are desperate.
I guarantee you, it's gonna be an early text. It's gonna get real antsy.
You think it'll be early text in the game?
Because physicality, somebody gonna set a hard pick, somebody gonna go to the basket like a grown man, and they gonna get the offensive, they gonna get the defensive foul for blocking, and they're like, oh, that's what we doing. That's what we doing? All right. And then it's going to start. And then it's on and popping like Donkey Kong.
All right, let's see. So tonight you've got Tony Brothers is the crew chief, the officials tonight. Tony Brothers is a vet, been around a long time, doesn't put up a lot of crap, but will let players play. And then there's two other guys, Andy Nagy and Justin Van Doon, who's I don't know them well at all. So I wouldn't say it's like a fully veteran crew. Like sometimes you get a whole bunch of vets. Now it looks like they're trying to split up some of the younger officials with an older crew chief. So that's what you're getting tonight. But the main crew chief tonight, that's the guy, is Tony Brothers. If anybody's wondering, it's all little things to watch, man. Free throws. The last game was a ton of fouls called, and Jimmy Butler just lived at the foul line. And if you're gonna, are you gonna let two teams play physical or not in a game that's important, or are you gonna call everything? That's going to have a big, big impact on this game as well. And how do we like it, Bart? Because I'd prefer, if you're going to have a game like this where a lot's on the line, I don't want to see a lot of people on the foul line. When a lot's on the line, let them play.
Yeah, but, I mean, I got you. But, man, it can get out of hand, man. You gotta set it. Like, we ain't going to have to talk. And, you know what I mean? Because it's going to start. I'm telling you. I think this continuation from Jimmy Buckets, because I think
last week there was a lot of talk going on out there.
I think
man.
Josh Randle feel like, yo, he tried to punk me. Now you in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You damn sure ain't about to punk me in the garden.
Well, I'm curious to see, too, again, how, like, there was something that was different in the 90s when the Knicks were home against the Heat. The whole building had the team's back. But Randle's actions of late, like, he had the building in the palm of his hand recently. But after what happened in Orlando, I'm curious. And again, remember, he put up 57. I know they lost, but he had a 57-point game not too long ago in the building, and the place was chanting MVP. But I'm curious how the fans will be with Randle in a game like this. You know, are you all in behind Julius Randle? Are you all in behind him against the Heat? Because this building has not always been all in with the home team, which is why road teams come in and play so well. It's been a different story for many for the majority of the past couple of years, and we know why. The team hasn't been very good. But I always feel like this is one of those games you need the building. This is a game you need the building because Jimmy Butler took a night off so he can play in this game because he understands that this game was important.
Oh, the smoke.
You know what I mean? Like what you're saying is how I feel. This is a game where – I know what Jimmy Butler's bringing to this game. He's going to try to ruin the party. He's done it before. He's good at it. In fact, I think he thrives in this. He loves this. He loves turning the crowd against the home team. He loves getting fouls that will frustrate the other team. That's what he loves to do. Are we going to let it happen? Are we letting that happen?
No!
all.
I don't know.
I'm hyped, man. I'm going to take a nap so I can be jacked up on Mountain Dew. Take a power nap.
What is this with naps? How can you sleep
right now? Oh! What you mean? I went to boxing class.
I know, but I can't.
I was throwing threes and fours and fives like Mike Tyson, son.
I got a nervous energy about me right now.
Yeah, because you believe you know the way it's going to go, but you can't.
Yes.
You got no control over it.
Yes. That's what frustrates me the most.
It's no control, man. Like, see what I'm saying? If you was going out there, coming out there, giving them 16 hard minutes, all use all six of your files, I'd be confident. Because I know where your mind is at today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where their mind is at. I'm at pregame. Like, we eating our pregame meals. I'm checking in, looking at guys' eyes.
You want to see who's in and who's out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking for that, too.
Who goofing off?
Which team shows up tonight? Am I getting the team that, like, you know what else I need? I need R.J. Barrett tonight. I need R.J. Barrett playing bully ball tonight. Not R.J. Barrett. Like, we've seen R.J. Barrett play that game where he raises level and all of a sudden there's just something a little extra. But then we've seen also the guy that, you know, just guy, you know, gets somebody beats him, you know, beats him on a drive and he just lets it go. You know, hands down, not getting those in-between rebounds, you know, the ones that aren't in the paint, the ones that go a little further out. This could be where we expect quickly to play well. We expect Randall's going to get 25 and 10. It's just what he gets every night, whether it looks good or it looks bad. He still gets 25 and 10. I don't know what to expect out of Jalen Brunson because he's so far still listed as questionable. But I want to know what I'm getting out of R.J. Barrett tonight. I want R.J. Barrett to be the star that he wants to be, that he wants to feel like he is. If there's ever a game to stake your claim,
yeah,
it's tonight.
Because he's in question.
It's tonight. Everybody's wondering, should we have traded you for Donovan Mitchell?
Yep.
Everybody keeps bringing that up.
Will we be better off?
Well, tonight, let everybody know, nope, you won't be better off. You're getting the best of me tonight in the most important game of the season. That's what I want to see out of R.J. Barrett. That's what I'm feeling. 800-919-3776. Let's go. Let's see. Judah in Queens. Judah.
First of all, Alan, why did you put your camera on your end scene?
What'd I do?
You put your camera on your end scene.
Well, I'm moving so I can get to another screen. Bart.
Hey, bro, you ain't on no FaceTime with this.
Bart's
with
telling
chicks.
On me.
Yo.
What up, Judas?
Big ball.
All I did was put the laptop down a little bit, and it just happened to face the wrong way.
Like, bro, like, hey, we close.
Bart
we ain't that close.
Bart thinks I'm flashing him.
Hey, man.
Moose
keep,
knuckle.
Keep your moose knuckle to yourself, bro.
Yo, y'all called to kind of get on you anyway. You know you're my boy, Al. But
all right.
You sound a little scared, man. Check this out.
Anxious.
Check this out. For a series against Miami, yes, we need Jalen Brunson. For tonight, nah, we got this. And as far as Julius Randle, we came too far, you know what I mean, for it to be about the big picture now. So for a battle tonight, we got his back. So I'm going to just tell you like Lennox told Tommy on Belly, you're not bringing scared business to me, you know?
Yeah. All
right.
Kick back, you know what I'm saying? Kick back and we're going to do what we got to do. Y'all have a good one.
Hey, hold up, Judah. Before you go, do the part. Do the part when he was like, "Be shot one." Come on, give us that one. That's the line.
Well, which part is that? What do you mean?
When he hit him when they were coming in the house, he's like, "Be shot one." You should have never.
Be shot one. Come on.
I'm shooting nada. Yeah.
They kill it for fun.
Dude, appreciate you, man. That put me in a way better mood. You know what else has put me in a good mood, too, by the way? That thing we talked about earlier in the show about the cooking show.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't know how we're not getting some traction with this.
Man, we gonna
because
we're
gonna I'm getting is like all this about you definitely need to do this.
We're going
to
pay for our own pilot.
Steven said we should take it to Twitch and do it like that as a stream first, and then it'll get a lot of attention, and that's when you do it.
You know what? We gave ESPN an opportunity to be part of it. We're going to do it ourselves. We'll get a studio. We'll get picked up. We'll pitch it to Hulu. We'll pitch it to Revolt. Mm-hmm. We'll pitch it to everybody. And, you know, we just do it on the side. If they don't want to do it, they don't see the vision, we show them the vision. Some people can't see. Walk with faith without sight. You know what I'm saying? We shoot our own, son.
Yeah.
You know, they had a show that was cool on the internet that was
what?
They cook with marijuana and they put it in the food and they eat and it was like funny. It's funny. It was on Netflix. All we got to do is get both of our prescription cards.
I mean, I don't know if we need to do all that.
No, we get our prescription card and like our guests come in and we make food and they eat and by the end of it we like so Lamar, what did they offer you? Man, let me tell you what these dudes offered me, man. It was exactly 133 million. I was like, yo, Ali, you tripping. You told me you had 150 for me. He said no. Yeah, I said, you know what? I'm calling my mama. My mama called up saying, Ali, how dare you? You supposed to be a brother, brother. We get all the tea. They'd be spilling it all.
It's just, yeah, that would probably go, that would last about 3 or 4 shows. You never know.
Nah, it'd be great.
But you know what? Just like the Jets, you need to move to Long Island so we can get the business.
See, but Long Island don't let you do weed. We can gamble and smoke weed over here in Jersey. They don't care. Just pay the taxes.
That's all they want to do is pay the taxes.
Just pay the taxes. Gambling, no problem. Man. Weed, no problem. Want to grow, no problem.
800-919-3776 is the number.
Nudist colony, a problem. I tried it.
Hey.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart, so we have a new season in Major League Baseball starting tomorrow. The Yankees, the Mets, all the excitement, all the anticipation for two teams that are expected to be there in the championship conversation, in the World Series conversation. And that's exciting in this town. But it's also a sport that's going to look a little different this year with some of the rules changes. And the biggest one that we've talked about and we've been waiting for is the pitch clock that is now, you know, that we got to see in spring training. And at the very beginning, we thought was kind of fun. Well, was it effective? Jesse Rogers, ESPN staff writer with a story on ESPN.com, saying that it shaved off 26 minutes in spring training games compared to last year's games. So games lasted 2 hours and 35 minutes in the spring compared to over 3 hours last year. Pitchers had 15 seconds between pitches when there was no one on base and 20 seconds when there were runners on base. Games last season during the regular season averaged 3 hours and 3 minutes. So the 2.5 hour mark to me, Bart, It's. I think during the regular season, effective because that's what we're used to. We're conditioned to 2.5 hour games when it comes to basketball, hockey. It's just what you're used to. Football games are 3 hours, but it's a much different sport to consume because you're only getting it on a Sunday. It's a lot different than it is on the every night, 3 hours. So this, I don't know, man. I just feel like this is going to help the sport.
No, absolutely, because it's appointment, based sport now, right? Because you can kind of anticipate when you're going to be out. You think about the attention span. You think about bringing your kids and how it's easier to keep them more engaged because the game is moving faster. You know, and I think that's what it's about. It's about consuming and being able to deliver a product to the modern day viewer, right? Mm-hmm. The older people will watch too, man. Because remember, back in the day, games didn't be as long. Guys like Nolan Ryan, guys that get out and fix their gloves. All the hell, some guys didn't even use gloves back in the day. So you didn't have guys go out without
you
even
mean
swinging
gloves. Is what
yeah,
you
batting
meant.
Gloves
yeah.
without even swinging. Guys step out the box and fix their gloves. You never swung. What the hell? It was a ball in the dirt. What are we doing, man? You're killing me.
Right.
I can see if you swung and like, and what type of gloves you got that they go that far out of position that you got to step out to fix them. So, I mean, I think like, that's the annoying part, right? Mm-hmm. The annoying part, looking at these long at bats and it's lulls in the action. You just like, man, come on, man.
Yeah. So let's see now, as everybody had to adjust to it, what kind of impact it's going to have once we get to the regular season. Also, some other things that impacted spring training games. So the bigger bases that we saw, it looked kind of goofy in the beginning, but you can get used to it. And also the limit that pitchers can disengage from the pitching rubber. So it increased stolen base attempts in the spring training from 1.6 per game to 2.3. And the success rate increased from 71.3% to 77.1%. So do we get more activity and action on the base paths? That also, to me, brings more eyeballs and keeps you engaged as a viewer because get me on base and now I got something happening. That's good, too.
Yes.
Bases increased by an additional 3 inches on each side, as we know this year. That the idea is to reduce the injuries and also to give you that ability to, you know, just see action on the base paths. Yeah. The shift was eliminated.
Yes.
Required all infielders to start on the infield dirt. That increased the batting average on balls in play for left-handed hitters from 314 to 327. And then it kind of stayed the same for righties, but the lefties are the ones that benefited the most. And overall in the spring, they had the highest bat BIP since 2016. Okay, getting the ball in play.
But I tell you what, that's, you know, you think about it, right? You know, like my boy Al Pacino used to say, we fight for that inch because at the end of the day, it's going to be the difference between winning and losing, living and dying. So you're talking about adding that inch, it changes the metrics, right? I wonder what the Geek Squad went and put in their calculators when they were talking about,
to
hey,
take
maybe
advantage
we,
of it?
Yeah, maybe we mm-hmm. should be more aggressive because now we get big leadoffs and we know how some pitchers
I love
panic.
Stolen bases.
You know how guys panic when they got somebody on second, right? You know how they start panicking. And
the heart rate goes up when I got a base runner that's trying to steal.
And now, how many times can I peek at him? Because I got to go deliver the ball once I'm engaged on the rubber.
See,
so, like, now I can't even do it. I got to go. So, like, now it should increase because now he's panicking.
I'm telling you, man, and I understand the focus has been on reducing the amount of time the games take, and that's been a big factor, and that's obviously why they had the pitch clock. We got to keep this thing moving. But I want people to understand, for me as somebody that's been a baseball fan since I'm a little kid, and I was that kid that used to score games. I used to just consume these games all the time. That it just became something that I noticed the game slowing down. Slowing down. And all this does is get us back to a pace of play that is just more entertaining and more engaging. It's as simple as that. It's not changing the game, saying that it's dramatic, that this is not how the game was meant to be played. The game was meant to be played with a pace and a tempo. There was meant to have activity on the base paths. That's the whole reason why you can steal bases, is because it's an added element to the game. And what happened was, is we were told by people that are smarter than us with calculators that, oh, well, that's a low percentage, a low probability thing, and you shouldn't do it. Not efficient. But I'm sorry, you can also make a game boring that way.
Yeah,
so
maybe,
you have
maybe
pace
not.
Of play, and you have activity within the pace of play that will make the game better. And I'm looking forward to seeing it.
We all been there, right? I go to a bar class. Longest 45 minutes of my life.
Because you're sitting there still.
Yeah, you're sitting there holding poles and stuff like that. I go to a boxing class. Mm-hmm. We punching, throwing hooks, uppercuts. Go there, go down, do a plank, come back up, squat jump, split jump. Damn, we done?
That's a great point.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, now you're engaging Put it like this. It's like flying JetBlue opposed to flying Delta. You get the Delta, they ain't got no TVs on there. Longest flight in the world. You go JetBlue, you watching the game, you watching ESPN, you watching a movie.
Right.
Oh, damn, we're here. When you land.
Your movie's not over
yet.
When you land, you're like,
hold on, this is a good part. Whoa. Oh, we're landing 15 minutes early. Damn, wait.
Exactly. Well, look, if people think that teams are going to be scoring more runs, that there'll be more offense because of it, it's going to cheapen the game and all that stuff. No, because run scoring remain the same. Batting average remain the same. So it wasn't as if it's going to increase offense and turn it into what some people think the NBA has become, which, they don't play defense anymore. It's all these high-scoring games and all that stuff. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that. All you're going to get is just more stuff happening either between pitches or just during innings. More stuff happening, to me, is good for sports.
Yeah, not playing defense is some geek understanding the analytics, knowing that when this player make contact, the ball going here. That ain't playing defense. That's knowing where the ball going to go based on this.
Anticipating where the ball is.
Playing defense
is
sitting there not knowing if it's going left, right, and reacting.
Yeah.
That's when we get these great, athletic feats where guys are like,
Thank you.
This guy is amazing.
Yeah, being able to run down a ground ball, being able to run down a fly, being able to make those plays, or running the base pass, taking that chance to stretch it into a double. That's action. That's athleticism. That's what we want. If we wanted strategy, we'd play Battleship. Yeah. If we wanted strategy, we'd watch you play chess.
Exactly.
But this is not chess.
And I wonder
this. These
are
athletes. Let them be athletes.
I wonder this, right? You talk about everybody swinging for home runs. Now knowing that you can steal bases easier and you can manufacture runs, I wonder if they're trying to make more contact, knowing that you can get balls through because there's no shift. So if we get them on base, we can get them through because now they can't just get us out and make us hit into double plays because they don't have the analytics to hit us into a shift.
I'm all for it, man. I'm looking forward to it. It all starts tomorrow.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart, let's go full buffet here to finish the show. Unless, of course, you were distracted from previous Zoom meeting that we had.
No, I'll get you back.
You good? You
Don't
all right?
Worry. Remember, I got, especially when I'm at the Chris Hill.
I got a lot of mo.
I got access.
Remember, Danahan got me the other day, so I had to get you. All right, let's grab some calls here. Let's go to Alan in the truck wants to fire me up. What's up, Alan?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, not much, man. It's a big day today and tomorrow. The Yankees play tomorrow. The Knicks play tonight.
Yes, sir.
It's about to be crazy. But I like that idea about this food stuff because it reminds me of the Drink Champs. Drink Champs, they bring the people through. They give them some alcohol.
Yeah,
and they
kind of that.
And they start exposing secrets, though.
Tell me. Hey, Alan, tell me this. Who would be our Kanye? Who would be somebody that would just turn the world on fire? Who should we have as a guest, from the NFL that would just mess everything up?
Oh, hell, we'll just mess. I mean, if you can get Kyrie, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Kyrie's already Kanye West.
Aaron Rodgers, what are you talking about? Let's get Aaron on and give us all the conspiracy theories he can come up with.
We got to do some microdosing with him, though.
That's
we got to get some mushrooms.
That's true.
We got to get some mushrooms.
I'm going to the Yankee game. I'm in the suite. Sweet Life Saturday.
Oh, man.
I like it.
So they got the lobster in the suite, right?
Say hi to Dome, man. Say hi to Dome.
We're going to have the popcorn. Oh, shout out to the company. That's who's going to be in there. The company got the suite.
Nice. Hey, you know the sneaker gym there that I eat? I can't help but to get when I get there? Twizzlers. They just got all the individual plastic Twizzlers.
So when my basketball season's over, are you and I going to do the baseball tour? We're just going to hit Citi Field, the Yankee Stadium, randomly after our shows?
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do a documentary. No, we're going to make them give us great seats. We're going to go
well,
in there.
We can get seats.
I'm talking about
we got to get a car service that takes us to the stadium.
Yeah, I want a videographer too.
I can take a train home from Citi.
Yeah, I want a videographer to kind of like say, like, when we go and we test food, if we bring a videographer, we can tell them that we're talking about the experience. We need free food. So, like, we go test out the ice cream stand. Mm-hmm. I'll be in shape by then, hopefully. We'll be by the
ice. You always say that. You never are.
we'll be by the ice cream stand.
Uh-huh.
And then we
Mr.
go,
Softy.
Like – Yeah, then we can go with the lobster rolls. We can go with the best hot dogs or sausages. Then we go with the best hamburgers.
I like it.
Best
pizza slices. That's what we should do. We should rate everything each time we go. It's one thing we're going to try at the stadium and decide which one's better. And then we go from there. We just keep notes.
Yeah.
And then we put out videos. And then we just go. We go to Mets games, go to Yankees games randomly, and we just do this.
And talk about experience. It makes sense to go to Jets games and Giants games because it's the same experience.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go to Joe in Kings Park. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
So, Bart, I had a question for you. When you guys have road games in the NFL, home games, do you guys stay at the hotel overnight?
Yeah.
Or are you coming straight from the facility?
We stay at a hotel.
You stay in East Rutherford? You stay there?
Yeah, we stay right down the street in T-Neck.
What
we
is it,
right
Four Seasons?
Right. No, it's not that bougie. We stay at T-Neck, and it's a big Marriott.
Hmm.
So what would be the difference if you guys, practiced at Forum Park night before the game, drove out to Willits Point, because you have to anyway, and then just stood at the hotel by that stadium?
There you go.
Because when we actually go there from the hotel, we drive our own cars. Because you have family, your kids, and you might want to take them to eat. And I don't want to have to be there to drive all the way back to Florham Park in a bus, then to come back to get my kids to go. Usually your family is there. You all get in your cars and you go do what you want to do. Celebrate, because you have family and friends that's out of town. So you're entertaining a little bit. And then you got to go all the way home. So, like, if you go all the way over there, and it take you 3 hours to get home from a game, and you're like, I just played for 3 hours, been up since 7 o'clock preparing for a game, and now it's going to take me 3.5 hours to get back to where I reside.
How do you think a fan feels?
A fan ain't got pain pills in their system, or they ain't got strawberries on their arm or broken bones or swollen ligaments.
Some of us have pain pills in our system. Some of us,
that's voluntary.
Some of us have to wake up early in the morning now to go to work.
Yeah, because you're going to tell, I got a big day today. I got to go get drunk in the parking lot. Come on, man. I'm out here trying to run. I'm going to lose my job if I play bad.
I'm telling you right now, man, it's time to get out of this stadium deal, and it's now. It's now. And there's property. There's Steve Cohen with the Mets. You can work with him. You get I'm telling you, if there's ever a time to do it, it's now. Mike in New York, Mike.
What you got? Nextel?
Oh, what happened there?
Mike, he chirping somebody. I hope it. Those we hear.
Yeah, I don't want to hear a long beep. Long beep will be scary. But we gotta. Yeah, hopefully Mike's all right.
Bleep bleep.
Mateo, is Mateo in San Juan, Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico. Yes. Hey.
What's up, Mateo?
I'm listening to iHeart. I always enjoy during the afternoon when I'm in the car.
That's great.
Listen, I'm all for the rules, but just like football and basketball. The game tends to slow down at the end of the game. Just get rid of the rules after the seventh inning because I heard, I don't know if I heard right, but you were not in favor of strategy. The end of the game, football, basketball, and baseball is all about strategy. So get rid of the rules. There's no rush when the game is about to end. Plus, you don't want the game to end on an automatic strikeout or base on balls.
I get
that. So in favor of the rules, get rid of it after the seventh inning, because if you are in a rush to end a basketball, a football, or a baseball game at the end,
but
the
what
sport
you,
is not for you.
One thing I'll say, Mateo, is one thing you have in those sports that you don't have in baseball is that there's a clock.
It's a clock.
You're running up against it. So and we love you for listening from San Juan. Thank you so much, Mateo. Good to hear you.
It made sense. It was a rational call.
I understand. Yeah, no, there's a rationale to what he's saying, but Bart, what happened to Dak
You're
Prescott?
Rust.
What happened
You're
to
rust.
Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott?
Ran out of time.
They ran out of time. Why? Because
they didn't execute.
It had nothing to do with rules.
Actually, you get some of the most beautiful things. You get a guy that not really put the ball to the place where it needs to be, and he's the ace, and the ace finally made a mistake, and he got checked by like the ninth guy or the pinch hitter. Like, that's what you get. What happens is when you speed everybody up, then what happens is what you do routinely at a high level becomes harder to do because you're sped up. and you're not in your routine.
And that's what a clock does.
Yeah. I mean, look at basketball. Down by two. Got a foul. Mm-hmm. Got to go get a steal.
Or got to get the shot off. Think about that. I mean, think about where we are right now on the show. The K-Show's waiting. We got to go. And we have no choice.
No, I want the old rules. I'm staying on the five.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.